to nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Nine Circles and a Twinkling Star from the Radio Gnome album released by a broadcast corporation, the VPRO, in 1982. And Nine Circles was a band from Amsterdam. I don't think they are from Amsterdam anymore because the band still exists, or exists again, I should say. They're opening Cosmic Overdrive episode number 100, which actually is not episode 100 at all, because I found out that there were some specials that I forgot the number, but you know, unofficial number 100. I wanted to do something special for this episode, and I thought, well, you know, let's just look around in my own city and see what's happening there. And sure enough, Amsterdam, of course, has a very rich musical history. And tonight you're going to hear stuff that was made here, or recorded here, or from people that lived here or still live here. So we're doing an Amsterdam special today. And Nine Circles, of course, is part of that. At the time when it was recorded, not very successful at all, 1982, they only did one gig. Which was for the recording of this album, which was an album from a radio show called Radio Gnome, and that was it. And for the rest, nothing happened. And then I don't know, 20-30 years later, it all of a sudden became popular again with a new group of fans. And now the band is even playing again, although it's only one of the original members, the singer. But, you know, hey, it's cool that that they are still doing stuff. And let's see what's next on our playlist. We're going back to the very early days of Amsterdam. 1964, to be precise, is when this band was founded. They were one of the first like real pop bands in the country, and certainly in Amsterdam. They grew to be just about the most popular one for a while. They only existed until 1969. I don't know if you know anything about this kind of music, but if you do, then you know, of course, I'm talking about the Outsiders with singer Wally Tux, who was known for his incredibly long hair in those days. And they played actually together with the Rolling Stones in Scheveningen in het Kurhaus in 1964. They were the first act, the warm-up act, and a lot of people agreed that they were actually much better than the Stones. They had several hit singles in Holland, but, well, like I said, in 69 it was the end, and singer Wally Tux had several solo records, did all kinds of projects, but unfortunately he died a few years ago. And I'm going to play you now The Outsiders from their first EP on the Music Express label. The track is called You Mistreat Me.
You'll swirl around from guy to guy. You're hell fun. You make me cry. You mistreat me, and you make me lose my mind. Don't you know that I love you? Why do you treat me so kind? Think I say chill, you tease and lie. Leave me home alone, follow me in the eye. You mistreat me, and you make me lose my mind. Don't you know that I love you? Why do you treat me so kind? Saying true, you tease a lie. Leave me home alone, follow me in the eye. You mistreat me, and you make me lose my mind. Don't you know that I love you? Why do you treat me so kind? Baby, so kind. You're so kind. You're so kind.
I'm so lazy.
Yeah.
isolation, the oppression and create our world. Isolation as deeper. Isolation as deeper. Solation sleeper. Just read a book. The radio tries to attract my attention. Refugees on their violence.
It's kind of unbelievable. These guys were only 16 when they first started their band, and I think they're not much older in this recording. The Nitwits, of course, leaders of the second generation of Amsterdam punk bands, 1981, from the Wielingen Wallacht album, which was a compilation album of the Nitwits, and I forgot who the other band was. Anyway, the Wielingen was a squad here in Amsterdam, and they had their rehearsal spaces there, and it was threatened to be evicted, and so they made this record as a protest record against the eviction. Eventually it was evicted, and I don't know if the building still exists or not. I don't think so. Probably a lot of those old squats in here in Amsterdam are gone. Anyway, Nitwits would later they had their own record label called Vogelspin Records. And they released an album and a few other singles, and they would turn later into BGK, or BGK, het Balthazar Gerards Commando, named after the guy who killed William, Prince of Orange, in the Middle Ages. And they would become one of the main European hardcore bands, and some of the guys that play in this still exists. I think Tony Leeuwenberg still makes music, and so it's, you know, they had a good career out of it, and BGK is still seen as one of the main bands from that time. We're gonna continue with some more synthesizers now, and another guy who was very influential in the music scene in Amsterdam in the early 80s. I'm talking about Wally van Middendorp, who we're going to play two tracks by. And first, we're going to play a track with his band Mini Pops. And after that, we're going to play a track by his first band, which was a punk band, and they were called The Tits. And they only released one single. The legendary Daddy Is My Pusher, and I'm So Glad Elvis Is Dead was on the B-side of that. Anyway, Mini Pops were a bit more successful than The Tits, and they eventually went to England and signed a record deal with Factory Records, and produced by Martin Hannett, they released several tracks. But this is their first track from their first EP on their own label, Plurex, and the track is called Kojak.
I give protection to people I don't like, but you know how big he is. That animal can put you straight from here to Russia. Look at their faces, surprise, surprise. Now how is Theo gonna save our lives? Help us cross the street. Look at you guys, you're scared, lost and angry. What did you do? Don't ask me. You're really dumb, but not this dumb. You know I'm just a dedicated fool and I'm gonna nail it. We'll be right back. Hey Louis, you come in this building a lot. Did you see anybody in the hall, or in the elevator? Lou, you're afraid. Why don't you tell me what happens? Tom, I'm gonna need a court order for a wiretap. I have a strong feeling about crime. I want to fight it. Please help me, Tom, and I will succeed. How are you doing? You guys playing by the rules? I hate these basements. They are so damp, they are so cold, they are so lonely. Listen, listen. Oh boy, we are just lucky to hear this conversation. I've been working on this case for so long, and now it's time for action. Whoever expected them to blow their cover? Never could figure out why all these men were going to this building. But it seems to be a homosexual prostitution ring instead of an illegal gambling house. Everybody takes their assigned positions. You and an officer go to the back. Listen, this ain't an ordinary hit, so be careful. And if you succeed, we are just doing our job. Everybody put their hands up, okay? Frisk them, cut them, and bring them to the station. Well, well, it wasn't easy. Don't congratulate me, sir. I don't know what kind of cop I've become lately. How can I stop being who I am and start being someone you like, sir? No, sir, you are right. I don't dream about being a chief inspector anymore. If you make more money, you make fewer friends.
I'm only 10 years old, dressed up like a punk. 'Cause my daddy told me so. Dressed up like a punk. Daddy is my pusher. Daddy is my pimp. Daddy is my pusher. Daddy is my pimp.
We'll be right back.
Daddy is my pusher, daddy is my pimp. Thus ended our 6 or 7 minute long Wally van Middendorp tribute. And actually, Wally would later become quite a big guy in the music business. He was head of Play It Again, Sam Holland, and I think later even of Universal Records Holland, a big major label. I met him a few times and talked to him. He's a really funny guy. And he did all kinds of, if you listen to the tracks, you can hear that that there is a particular sense of humor in all this stuff. Even the exaggerated Dutch accent that he uses in Kojak when he is reciting actual dialogues from Kojak, the TV show. And it all kind of fit in with the Ultra movement that the Mini Pops were a big factor of, actually one of the bands who started that here in Amsterdam. And there were all kinds of other Dutch new wave bands who were part of that, and they all had a club here in Amsterdam called the Octopus, where they all gathered and did gigs and everything. So it was kind of those were the days here in Amsterdam. I have to say that the next band that I'm going to play is from a few years later. A different scene, also more garage rock oriented. They came from a bunch of other bands, and they played around in talent shows. They won actually one talent show. They got paid 500 guilders, about €250, and they put all that money into a very short recording session in a studio and recorded their entire mini album there. Released it on their own label, Hipcat, and actually they took the country by storm. Within a few years, they were playing at the Pink Pop Festival, and I've seen them live a number of times in the 80s, and I have to say they were one of the more exciting live bands that Holland ever produced. I'm of course talking about Claw Boys Claw, and you're going to hear the first track from their debut mini album, Shocking Shades of Claw Boys Claw, and the track is called Business.
There's no sun.
Friday, I Am Free by the legendary group 1850, originally from The Hague. They were originally not from Amsterdam. They recorded their first album there. And then singer Peter Chardin broke up the band and moved to Amsterdam and kind of formed a whole new group 1850. And there he recorded the Paradise Now album, which actually sold really well. It sold about 40,000 copies, which for the kind of psychedelic record that it is and coming from Holland in those days is an astonishing number. They even had a chart hit here in Holland as well. So anyway, they this was kind of their last stand because in the early 70s later on it slowly went downhill with the band. And in 76, I think they finally quit. And occasionally Peter Chardin still comes out with music. Or there's recordings from those days that have also been released. And anyway, he's kind of an interesting character. And but these two Group 1850 albums are also legendary among collectors. And I have to say, I just scored the deal of the year a few weeks ago when I found a guy sold me this album for the Paradise Now album for €1.50, and I don't know. I even told him that it was worth more, but he said, "Ah, that's okay." So, yeah, that was one of my highlights of the year so far. Anyway, the next band we're moving firmly ahead several years to 1981. And it's a band that I still can't look at their name without laughing because, believe it or not, when I was in journalism school, one of the girls in my class was the head of their fan club, and so I would every day I would hear about this band. I don't know all the rumors, and she also knew the guys personally. So she was always talking about the Trukkener Keks, which is the band that I'm gonna play next. And later, they actually became one of the biggest bands in Holland, especially in the live circuit. But the track and that's not very interesting stuff. But the track I'm going to play for you now is from their first 7-inch, released on their own label in 1981. They came from the Amsterdam punk scene, so they belong in this show. Anyway, the track is called Rikke Ringers, and so is the 7-inch, and it's of course based on a cartoon character, the Trukkener Keks.
Overvallen en chantage, komen vrede weer. over if you want it. Heaven's for El Salvador. War is over if you want it. Heaven's for El Salvador. War is over if you want it. Heaven's for El Salvador.
Yeah, if you say Amsterdam punk, then there's no way you can get around the X. And if you listen to this track, they are far more original than most of the other punk bands from Amsterdam. And they are also by far the most well-known. And they made a whole career for 30 years or so. And they started off as a pretty simple punk band, just like the others. But around this time, this track is from 1981, from the War is Over, Weapons for El Salvador 7-inch. They started developing their own style, also more influenced by noise. And I really, really like this track. And, it's good stuff. And I don't really care too much for the later stuff they did. They went to Africa with musicians and they played together with jazz musicians. And but for me, this 80, 81, 84 period of the X is their highlight. So that's why I played this track. And the next track is from about the same time. Actually, it isn't. It's 2 years later. Well, that's still kind of the same time. A completely different scene, the gothic scene. And this band also made a very, very good career for themselves. Actually, mostly abroad in Holland. They played here a lot. I saw them several times live in the 80s. But here in the music press and among serious, so-called serious music collectors, they were pretty hated. Actually, nobody liked them. And this track I'm going to play now is from their self-released debut mini album. I don't even think it has a label. Originally pressed, I think in 500 pieces, but actually they destroyed most of the copies. So it's a big collector's item these days. But it's been re-released on the CD, and I heard there are rumors that there is a vinyl re-release coming up. So let's hope that's going to work, because it's good stuff. I'm talking, of course, about Clan of Cymox, and this track is from their subsequent Pleasures mini album, and it's called Call It Weird.
Thank you.
The Fantastic Brain Box. Pierre van der Linde, Cas Lux and Jan Akkerman were part of that lineup of Brain Box. 1969, Amsterdam, The First Days was the name of the track. And it was the B-side of the Sea of Delight 7-inch. A record that actually my uncle gave to me when I was very young. So I used to play this when I was a little kid, and I always liked it. So and it's still, Brain Box is still one of those bands that it's too bad they only exist for so short, because it was really a real pool of talent, and most of the members later went on to do their thing and became quite successful at it. So in the end, everything worked out, and they still exist. They still play as Brain Box, minus Jan Akkerman, of course, because he always does his own thing. Anyway, we're moving on to the next band because we're running quickly out of time here. I see, looking at the clock. The next band is another early 80s band. They were only made one album and a few, I think, 7-inches and even a cassette. I'm going to play a track from a tape here. They were formed by the former guitar player of the Truckener Keks, truck driver, and the guy who was the manager for the Nitwits, kind of a strange combination. They also sang in Dutch, like the Truckener Keks. And their album actually has just been re-released in a digital format. It's a big classic in international punk. The name of that album is Veel Vet Goor en Duur, and it has a picture on the front of a snack bar, a mobile snack bar stand. The name of the band is Friet Modern, and the track I'm going to play you is called Bionic Adventure. It comes from the Zes Met cassette, released on Gescheurde Enkelbanden label, and it's about watching the world from behind your pinball machine. This is Friet Modern.
Oh,
One of the biggest collector's items from the Dutch punk days, the Helmets and Half 2, released on the No Fun label, which was associated with a record store, a punk record store here in Amsterdam called also No Fun. And it was started by a guy named Hans Joustra, who used to work for RAF, which is a big hi-fi shop here in Amsterdam. They still exist, and they had a record store. And he worked there, he went to New York, heard all these punk bands, decided to sell them there in this RAF shop. And in 78, he decided, fuck this, I'm going to start for myself. And he opened up No Fun. And all the local Amsterdam punks used to hang out there. And his complaint was always that the snack bar next door made more money from selling all the beer to all the punks than he did selling all the records. And a lot of these records were only for sale from the shop. And well, at the time, they could hardly give them away. But these days, this stuff is worth big, big, big bucks. Only pressed in maybe a few hundred copies. And the Helmets only made one single, this one, and Half 2. Which means 1:30, as in the time, was the nickname of the singer, because he never went to bed before 1:30 at night, and he never got up before 1:30 in the afternoon. So Half 2 was his name. And anyway, a great track for historic reasons only, from 1978. And for the next one, we quickly move on to 2 years later, to a band that was already established at that time. We're going to play a track from one of their earliest records, before keyboard player Robert-Jan Stips joined them. I'm talking, of course, about the Nits, and from their new flat album, this is Bite Better Bark.
In the night, the mystic animals bite. They scratch. They've got nails. In the dark, the mystic animals bark.
Nits and Bite Better Bark, and you can hear that they're art students, can't you? They formed in 74 at the Rietveld Academie, the local art school here in Amsterdam. And I look at the clock and it's almost time to go. Time flies when you're having fun. And I'm going to play one last track just to show you that Amsterdam was not only about wave and punk and hippies and weird stuff. There were all kinds of scenes going on here. And the next track I'm going to play you is actually a pretty obscure track. I couldn't find much information about the band. The band is called Cargo, and that's also the track of the album. It's from 1972. They came from a melodic hard rock band called September, and for some reason they decided that in 1972 it would be a really cool idea to make a hard rock album more in the style of Wishbone Ash or Black Sabbath. That were coming up in those days. But they decided that only four tracks would be really cool that were 15, 16, 20 minutes long. And, well, I think personally that was kind of out in those days. But you don't know what's going through the mind of these guys. Anyway, I'm going to play you the track that's 15 minutes long. We're not going to make that. Maybe I'll play it on another show, the whole thing, because it's actually quite worth your time. The track is called Summer Fair, and I hope you enjoyed this Amsterdam special. We're going to be back next week like nothing special happened with Cosmic Overdrive, number 101. And until then, I hope you have a good week. Goodbye. Wave goodbye, I'm leaving with the sun.